AM 570.
This summer.
Crazy summer.
A time to take off work.
I don't know if that's a preemptive strike for some vacation time there.
Optionally or otherwise.
Hey, nice to see.
Oh, you're leaving.
You don't leave early.
Shut up. A time to eat, barbecue, drink.
No, I did go to that one barbecue. Yes, I did.
And a time to win a brand new Chevy Silverado. Today, the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour returns.
And we really appreciate each and every one of you, the great listeners of Great Sports Talk.
It's tour stop number one. Now live to the Slide Bar in Fullerton.
Now let me just go nut crazy right now.
It's the Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour.
Chevrolet, find new roads.
Charlie Huff, and see them in a new light.
Oh, yeah. Petros and Money on AM 570 LA Sports. We are live on location. The 2019 Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour begins officially. It's been going for an hour here at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. Come see us, won't you? We'll be here until 6 p.m. Actually, 7, because Tim Cates is going to be doing Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck the hour after we sign off at 6 p.m. We have already given away a pair of tickets into the suite tomorrow night.
That's
for our
right.
Suite Life broadcast.
To a normal-looking guy. Let's hear it for normal-looking guys. Yeah! No freaks in the suite, my man! No freaks in the suite! But if you're a freak, we'd love to see you here at the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen in beautiful Fullerton, California. We're giving away a 2019 Chevy Silverado. That's why it's a Chevy Summer Tour. You can sign up for that right over there with Jill Ann. There's a little bit of a line, but you're good. You can sign up to win the barbecue from Barbecues Galore.
At the end of our broadcast, on site, we are giving away, and our man Henrik is going to join us in our very next segment, as a matter of fact. We're giving away a Daniel Boone Choice Grill. That is a glorious temperature-controlled pellet grill worth $500. Instant winner. If you come today, get that raffle ticket in. It could be yours at the end of the broadcast.
And be sure to stick around at the end of the broadcast. Tim Cates from 6 to 7 with Morongo Casino.
Morongo.
Dodgers on deck from this location. And then after that, Total Distortion, Social Distortion cover band. And we're sure at least half the people here are here for Total Distortion starting at 7 o'clock. Can we get some Social D, either the real one or the generic? Because, hey, it's all drugs in the United States, right? F you, Pfizer. And, Matt, we got a lot. We got a lot of sponsors.
We are giving away a Kawasaki Ninja ZX6R. There is a Kawasaki tent.
Is that
go
the Kawasaki
see.
Girl?
Or she just wants the motorcycle.
Yeah, Kawasaki.
One of the two. And who doesn't want a Ninja ZX6R? Holy hell.
Look at it. It's up there on the thing.
I'd be a real man if I were able to climb on that thing.
Yeah, you would.
We're giving that away.
It's the same weight as your Miata.
Maybe a little more. There it is. Look at that beautiful bike. Oh, you missed it.
When I say crotch, you say rocket. Crotch. Crotch.
Yeah. We're also asking you to enter to win the grand prize from Barbecues Galore. That'll be a 7-foot Bravado private island with a turbo gas grill, a turbo cooler fridge, a double access door, and a 5-piece patio lounge set. That's going to be given away. I believe the lovely ladies from Vista Paint.
Hello, Vista Paint.
Right here. We love Vista Paint.
We love Vista Paint's in the house eating some tots and having some rosé.
That's correct.
Chef Marito in the house.
Oh, spice in that container.
Chef's in you.
Darn right.
Supercuts.
Get that mobile app. Check in online. Show up. Piss everybody off in the waiting room. It's a great feeling.
Give me the Kim Jong-un.
Higher. Don't blend it. I want it to be a dramatic transition from baldness to full head of hair.
You heard of sideburns. I need neg burns. Negative burns.
I know I'm not tan there. That's the look I'm going for.
Henrik from Barbecues Galore tanned in his backyard in Glendale today. So his boobs could be tan. I'm drinking already, Henrik. I can't take it. That guy won the Vans, and it staggered the S out of us. It hurt Matt and I.
It did hurt.
God, that hurt.
I should have thrown. You know what? I still remember his number.
Like, if there was nobody here, I'd be like, okay, nobody came, you know. But there are people here, and he still won.
Hundreds of tickets, and he won the custom Vans. We still have 3 pair of those to give away.
Damn it.
We still have 2 pair of tickets to our suite experience tomorrow. We still have the Daniel Boone grill to give away.
I know.
We got a whole bunch of T-shirts, Dodger, Dave Roberts, bobbleheads, Crocs.
I know, I'm just...
Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour T-shirts from like 4 years ago.
I'm just kind of down about it.
Understandable.
But you know what? I love this story, Matt. This story really cheered me up today. Let's do it. Let's call it the word of the day.
Okay. He heard me with his words.
The word of the day.
And today's word, as we've discussed it, is Greek news.
Greek news. That is Greek.
Invented democracy. And with the first guy's like, oh. Who...
He already gave me one back. Too big.
We think.
Now here's Petros Papadakis.
Now for those of you loyal listeners that aren't just here to win prizes, which are multifold, you guys remember who Tim Cates supported for the UCLA job? Rick Pitino. Remember that?
He wanted
Rick Pitino bad. I had to.
Yes.
Rick Pitino, almost UCLA coach, according to Tim Cates, is...
That's pretty sad commentary on us.
Pissed. If you thought he was pissed when they called him out for having sex on that table with that lady...
That's pretty sad commentary
on us. And impregnating her and then trying to trick her off on the strength coach.
You're going to get rid of that baby, and you're going to say it was yours.
Yeah, that's what happened. Patino's a monster. But Pitino is pissed. He is now the coach at a place that is not as judgmental as the United States of America, the great country of Greece. He's the head coach at one of our finest sports athletics organizations, Panathinaikos in Athens. And he can't take it anymore, Matt. Pitino can't take the smoking in the arena and the lighting and shooting of flares in the arena during the Panathinaikos games. After a victory over Piristeri.
Huh?
Piristeri.
Who?
Piristeri. No, it's what it's called. Pitino gave some priceless quotes. Maybe the greatest quotes I've ever heard any angry coach ever give. And I might be biased because I'm Greek. But I am going to read, without the annoying accent, Rick Pitino's quotes.
That's pretty sad commentary on us.
This is Pitino on the smoking Greeks and the flares in the arena. It's extremely self-centered and selfish people.
Era.
I smoke on the golf course cigars, but there's nobody else around. But you're in an arena and 10,000 people are smoking and the players are choking. So sooner or later, you've got to say, hey, man, we're at an athletic event and I'm going to discipline myself and wait until halftime. And then I'm going to go out and blow my brains out with cigarettes. That's your option. But not when there's kids out there and athletes. But they don't care who breathes it in. They're selfish and they just want to smoke. Rick Pitino has a point. However, as somebody who's traveled to Greece over the years, and as Matt is going to be there very soon in a couple weeks, Greece and the proud country of Bulgaria are the smoking capitals of the European Union. Now, how many people do you think smoke in Greece daily?
Percentage-wise.
When I was a kid, it was 100%. Everybody, 100%. Now, it's just the Minister of Health, and 27% of everybody in the country is a daily smoker. That is an amazing number. It is not legal to smoke inside enclosed spaces like arenas or restaurants. Those laws are ignored because the cops smoke.
And the Minister of Health
smokes
in his office.
The Minister of Health on No Tobacco Day, Horips Cigaros Day, in Greece, giving a statement, was smoking live. So obviously these are people that cannot control themselves. So good luck to Rick Pitino. I believe it's going to be an uphill battle for quite some time.
I would love to know what the straw was that broke Pitino's back, but it was something, because that is one hell of a meltdown / diatribe to say, wait till halftime to blow your effing brains out.
And he does a
with
very
cigarettes.
He does a very Matt Smith thing where he starts, you know, speaking like this. This is how this person should speak. That's what Pitino's saying. Hey man, we're at an athletic event. And I'm going to discipline myself and wait until halftime. And then I'm going to go out and blow my brains out with cigarettes. That's your option. It reminds me of the Chris Farley sketch in a Steve Martin-hosted Saturday Night Live where he's like, you know, not going to phone it in tonight. not going to drink before the show tonight. And then after, he goes, after the show, I'll drink till I spew. But you discipline yourself during the show.
Yes.
That's what Patino's
And then
does.
I'm going to blow my brains out with cigarettes at halftime.
At halftime.
Yes.
They don't care who has to bring it in.
I saw it this morning. Could not.
It's so great.
I love in the story, by the way, the inclusion of this is a country where the Minister of Health
is a smoker.
Has been castigated for smoking in his office, even though smoking is prohibited in the building where he works. The Minister of Health.
Smoking is part. The hand of a Greek man is a cigarette attached to it. And some kumbaloy.
Number of the day is four. Four. I am going to give credit to David Bakhtiari for this one.
Yeah, beer slugging Bakhtiari.
After his glorious display of beer chugging at the Milwaukee Bucks Toronto Raptors contest last week.
And it was glorious.
It was. If you missed the Packers offensive lineman dusting a quartet of beers, three in a cup, one in a can, while the man he protects couldn't stomach the three-quarters of a cup of suds he had when the camera panned in his direction.
And then Stafford had to clown.
Stafford had to clown him. Come on, man. Damn, it's Wisconsin, for God's sake. You can't be doing this in Wisconsin.
It was pathetic.
It was sickening. It was sickening. After that effort, one of which was Bakhtiari, the can he was handed was local brew, sold only in Wisconsin, distributed nowhere outside the state. The delicious and creamy Spotted Cow.
Oh, I thought it was the Fish Hatchery.
Of Wisconsin. Only sold in Wisconsin.
Spotted Cow?
Spotted Cow. Maybe the company reached out to David to see if he would be interested in being the face of and would endorse the Spotted Cow brand. Well, he would have had to decline. And I'm assuming all of this happened because players in the NFL are not allowed to endorse beer.
Why not?
Exactly, why not?
The NFL is allowed to have beer endorsements for the NFL.
That's a great point, P. The hypocrisy of it all.
That is BS, man.
Until now. Because yesterday, the NFL released a revised policy.
Yeah!
That allows beers to partner with NFL players and use them for the marketing of their products. So,
we're okay with these guys bashing their heads in and going insane at 45.
But not telling you to drink a particular brand of beer.
Don't you tell me what to drink. Don't you tell me to drink that ham.
So with this great news, P, I thought we would bring back, if you are of a certain age, you remember some of the greatest commercials for any individual product to ever grace our television screen. Ronnie!
Get ready, Ronnie.
I had my own way of tackling. I used to grab the whole backfield. Then I threw guys out until I found the one with the ball. When I started drinking beer, I did the same thing. And this is the one I'm holding on to. Light beer from Miller. It has a third less calories than the regular beer. It's less filling, and it tastes terrific, too.
Pour the top.
I also love the easy opening can.
Light beer from Miller. Everything you always wanted in a beer, and less.
Yeah, Bubba Smith doing light beer from Miller commercials. May they be in our future like the Bubba Dick Butkus combo that we used to see every couple months, a new installment of that great branding. And I can only hope that there is no Aaron Rodgers, but it is all offensive linemen like Bakhtiari.
It won't be.
Yeah, you're right.
It won't be.
But, I mean, that was Bubba Smith and Dick Butkus. It was the angry defensive line. Deacon Jones used to do Miller Lite. I mean, they used to take care.
John Madden used to.
John Madden. So May, Miller Lite, or Budweiser, or, well, I was thinking, how about like here in Southern California, instead of Todd Gurley biting into a digital burger because he doesn't eat meat for Carl's Jr.
He can drink a digital Modelo?
Or maybe Aaron Donald takes the golden road to a quarterback sack.
Oh, okay.
You know, like the golden road. Or how about this one? How about the Melvin and Melvin Modelo Especial series, the Melvins of the Bolts.
Is that a Chargers? Yeah,
right.
We can arrange a meeting.
And if that's not enough, P, how about this? They are also going to end the embargo on liquor.
Yeah,
liquor advertisements now allowed in the NFL as well.
Put the Crown Royal Rye insignia right on the 50.
Right.
Just put it there.
Bullet bourbon in the Bolts.
You know what? Look,
a perfect pair.
These people are knocking their heads into tapioca. Let them drink and smoke that weed. That guy brought his dog, and the dog just runs around like we're a...
Oh, that's great.
Like we're a boat. Like that's the captain's dog, and everybody's just got to tolerate it.
Redemption, the Rams' choice for rye whiskey.
Ah, Redemption Rye.
Right? Many options. Oh, the possibilities are endless.
Larceny Bourbon, Patriots.
Oh, yeah, I like that.
Because they're thieves. Sam Adams, Boston. Yeah, you could do that, or the Whaler.
I'm Keenan Allen for Quo Vassie. I mean, we could do it all.
I'm Rinchy Incognito, and I support...
Lighter fluid.
Fireball.
Just chug it and attack a wall.
And I am Vontaze Burfict.
Ooh.
And Mad...
Moonshine. All of those things now available. Way to go, NFL. Way to go.
Yeah, gambling, liquor, weed.
Let's go.
Open the gates. It's a violent sport.
You guys want 18 games? Well, you don't? Okay, how about if we let you smoke weed? Okay, we'll make that trade. All right.
Football players have got to be the dumbest people in the world. Half pads and weed. That's what they'll sign their lives away
we'll
for.
We'll give you 18 for that.
How's your health care? Oh, it sucks. We're all dying a slow death. But we got that weed and the half pads.
Wow, you guys really came out ahead.
Yeah, we feel pretty good about the weed and the half pads.
And check it out.
Probably not a great negotiation.
I'm pushing Lucky Lager. It's pretty great.
Julian Edelman for Menashevitz. We said he identified as Jewish.
Certainly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's that. Okay. Ronnie?
Barrett Robbins for Heineken.
Pacifico.
Oh.
Top the border.
My Own Worst Enemy is our song of the day, one that everyone remembers from the 90s, from Fullerton band Lit. Because Fullerton is our destination for the first stop of the much-anticipated 6th annual Petros & Money Chevy Summer Tour. Broadcasting live from the Slide Bar Rock and Roll Kitchen, where it's definitely lit. And all your friends are hanging out hoping to qualify to win a brand new Chevrolet while enjoying the fruits of great sports talk. As we slide into Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck with Tim Cates. That will be coming up at 6 o'clock.
It's so lit, you might want to put it on the gram.
I'll do it.
We're going to start drinking heavy in the next segment.
That's true, because your father's going to join us with Henry.
Yeah.
From Barbecues Galore.
And we're going to talk.
Get down here. Still time to get your raffle ticket. We're giving away a grill, a host of other prizes. We got 5 gift certificates for a pair of Vans. We got T-shirts. We got Dodger giveaways. And again, we're giving away that Daniel Boone Choice Grill from Barbecues Galore at the end of the broadcast. Still 2 spots in our suite, courtesy of the Suite Life with James Bergener. And you can qualify to win that Kawasaki Ninja ZX6R. And, of course, it is the Petros & Money Chevy Summer Tour.
There's a guy in a Social Distortion shirt.
He's here for Total Distortion.
I think he's here for Total D.
And now they're just kind of catching him up on who we are.
Hey, I'm a Total D. No, you're not. Give yourself some credit, man.
Who are these A-holes? No, they're cool,
yeah,
man. They're cool.
Yeah. Total D coming tonight. Cover band, 7 o'clock. What?
Do Prison Bond again. Already tearing his clothes off. Come see us live at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. It is the opening date of the 2019 Petros & Money Chevy Summer Tour. We will be here until 6 p.m. We would love to see you qualify to become our first finalist to win that 2019 Chevy Silverado. That will happen here. We will also qualify our first finalist to win that Kawasaki Ninja ZX6R. And we will also give away a Daniel Boone Choice Grill from Barbecues Galore at the very end of this broadcast, along with a whole host of prizes in between. Still an hour and a half left in our broadcast. P, we have hit the halfway point.
That's
right. Celebrated baseball with Charlie Huff.
We had Charlie Huff. We gave away a pair of Vans, or one van, to a guy with 2 legs.
Stinking
that
price
we
hooker.
Didn't really want to give anything. You can hear my dad breathing into his microphone like a panther. Before we bring my dad and Henrik on for our annual middle-aged man stripped down.
Son of a bitch.
I thought it was a nipple contest.
Whatever it is. It's
well,
not,
we know who loses the
how
nipple contest.
How can it be a nipple contest? I'm missing a goddamn nipple.
I know someone who can't
did
win.
Did you shave your nipples this morning?
No.
I did, actually.
I tried. I almost cut mine off.
Stop it. We'll get you a manscaper. Look, first and foremost, corrections and retractions.
Now
Matt,
what?
This is serious.
Let's all have a nipple contest.
Stop. Wait.
Maybe she had huge nipples.
The Social Distortion tribute band playing tonight here at 7 is not called Total Distortion or Total D, as we thought it was called. It is called SoCal Distortion, which is a little redundant because Social Distortion was already from Southern California, in my opinion. But
they just dropped the I out of social, and it becomes SoCal Distortion.
Why?
Now I get it. See? All right. Clever. Okay.
Yeah,
that works.
Okay.
All
so
right.
We got,
SoCal Distortion.
One more corrections and retractions because you people are nerds.
Corrections and retractions.
I never thought I'd be text. I got 400 texts last night.
I can't hear anything.
You be quiet. We turned it down. That's why you can't hear. We turned you off. It's not funny.
400 texts, I believe you were saying.
400 texts about Newman in Jurassic Park. I get it. It was the accountant that was eaten on the toilet. Newman was sprayed by the spray.
Velociraptor?
Sprayed by the poison. And he was like, God, he burned.
By the what?
Yeah, on the back of a Jeep or something. So.
Oh, he dropped those test tube things that
right.
were going to make him all that money. That's right.
Right. So lo siento mucho. My bad. Those
yeah.
are two big corrections and retractions. SoCal Distortion without the I,
and
as Matt brilliantly figured out. And
you know, you can always count on me.
That's right. Bonk,
that's right.
Bonk.
I figured that one out.
And sorry about the guy that, but there was a man on the toilet blowing it out and was eaten by a T-Rex.
Just a different dude, not Newman.
And they cut a scene out where the T-Rex went back to the other T-Rex and was like, you know what, that was kind of cool, but that guy was taking a crap. It's kind of gross. All right, now it's time.
For?
The double.
I mean, it's the great nipple off. I think it's your dad.
Petro.
Yes.
Why does Heinrich have these two angels of mercy?
The man's name.
Why does he have the two angels of mercy around him, and I'm back here with Bert?
Because
the old, Bert, they congregate.
Look, we're just getting our kinks worked out this year. They just figure we can do this all ourselves, I guess. They didn't book us a band. They didn't book us a DJ. We didn't figure out the music till the second hour during the breaks, and we didn't bring a microphone for my father.
Well, we did. Bert was just reluctant to give it up, and yet somehow he has produced another microphone.
Yeah. I can't give up my mic. How am I going to hear what's going on?
And then he just pulls out another one.
Bert, half the time you're asleep. When did you all of a sudden grow a conscience?
Take a nap, Bert.
Yeah, when did you grow some integrity?
Eat
Please.
Some wings and some pots.
Christ almighty. And who brings up the ladies?
Yeah, what? Oh, it's Dodgers.
Creepy Dave Weiss brings them up. But
okay.
They're lovely ladies, and our apologies to them. Now it is time.
Here we go.
To bring in not only my father, a local jazz singer, who is in negotiations with two clubs. And I believe all the CDs have been given away.
No, I have a couple more.
All right. A couple of you lucky kids out there are going to get two more jazz standards.
They're flying off the shelf.
And supporting my father in full is the CEO, a Marine, an Armenian, the pride of Mount Ararat, of the great and powerful company that we call our friend Matt Barbecues Galore.
It's not just a barbecue aisle.
No, it's a barbecue store.
Damn right it is. Everybody, a round of applause for the man that's going to be giving away $500. Daniel Boone Choice Grill at the end of this broadcast. Get your raffle tickets now. Henrik, welcome. Thank you for being a sponsor
and he brought
yet again.
He brought a crew.
He brought a crew?
Henrik brought room. A guy from Australia who just got off a plane.
Right.
Who is
this
that
morning.
Guy?
He's the Australian guy.
Crockett.
That's it.
Crockett, we got a party here.
Now, Henrik, what makes you come back to the Petrus and Money Show every summer? Why
it's
would you?
It's this, man. Look at this. Look at this.
Right? Yeah, there we go.
It's all these guys right here, and the girls right here. And, of course, you guys. Yeah.
Tell us, Henrik. Tell the people about the Daniel Boone Choice Grill you're giving away. What kind of machine you're going to put in somebody's backyard?
You can do everything on that grill.
Yeah?
The pellet category has grown so much. And because Daniel Boone is uncle of
Tim,
you know,
Cates.
Tim
great, Cates. Great, 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 great uncle.
Nine times.
And what's the difference?
Great.
Right. The pellet smoker is an easy way to smoke. You can actually do ribs on it and smoke anything you want on there and also grill at the same time. It's one of the better pellet smokers out there in the market right now.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
My father is also here,
he is here.
To celebrate Henrik. Is there anything you want to say to Henrik, Dad? Careful of Bert's microphone.
I want to know why Henrik has these two angels of mercy on either side of him.
He didn't bring the girls.
He's not going to let it go.
Dad, he didn't bring the girls, okay?
But they're clinging to him.
Do you want to ask him a serious question about lamb or anything like that? Anything about grilling? He owns barbecue stores. Anything.
You think you're...
I'm going to say no. I'm going to say your father has right, a singular good, focus right, right now.
You know what? You know what we used to do at the Papadakis Taverna?
My What's father used, to own a restaurant.
We used to take people into the kitchen and show them the grill. And, you know, put their hand. Yeah. Because it's the most vital part. It's the heart of everything that in a restaurant. You know, it's a source of energy.
Right.
It's what cooks the meat. And
that's why all the men stand around it at a barbecue.
That's why I admire your work, because it's part of our people's legacy.
That's what we do, you know, even in our stores.
And to outside and to cook outside and for the smells to go throughout the community. You know, the Greeks, when the Turks... who we both have a problem with.
Right. Yeah.
When the
unless you're here and you're a Turk,
you're okay if you're here. Right. Just don't say anything about it.
We're all Americans here.
Yeah, that's right, Dad.
But the Turks, we got a problem with them because they occupied us and they butchered us and they didn't let us eat meat. They didn't let us eat our own sheep.
Which
and
is
meat.
Worse than killing us.
And the Greeks, what they do is they devised a dish where they would wrap the meat in paper.
Arni kleptiko.
Kleptiko.
Stolen
lamb. And they would wrap it in paper and, you know, cook it so the Turks, because if the Turks smelled the meat, they'd come and kill everybody.
So, seems like a pretty harsh penalty for that offense. And geez.
And, that's true, though.
And
right?
Yeah. They'd eat our meat, too. The sons
of
guns.
Of bitches.
Anyway. So you and I come from a long line of
Absolutely.
People who know how to creatively deal with heat and meat.
Exactly.
Now, right. Henrik, you're a person who has done a great deal of business over the years.
Right.
I mean, you own stores. You own all kinds of stuff. You're very nice. Why do you come here to take your shirt off every year? And how much does it bother you? How much does the prospect
He's not going to take his shirt off.
Of
oh, it's
doing
coming.
It bother you?
It's every, coming.
Like, how much did you think about it going in to today? Because, you know, I would imagine, like, you know, this store needs this, that store needs that.
Right.
You're a family man. You're a veteran. You're
what
a,
am I
you're,
putting on sale? Memorial
yeah,
Day is
right,
here.
Right, right. I mean, how much congruously did you worry about that as opposed to taking your shirt off in front of our well-heeled listenership here in
Boston? Oh, well-heeled is
he's
the perfect
not
way
take
to describe
it. He's got a T-shirt.
I was
on. He's
worried
not going
to
take everything.
He's got a,
oh, he's taking it off.
He's got to take it all off.
He's got a
he's
tank top.
He's taking it off.
Again. You have to take it all off
all
this
right.
year.
Hey, listen, just for you. Just one time a year, just for you. I thought about it a lot. I started working out a lot more.
Well,
I was just going to say, right. Henrik and I crossed paths. His son was playing lacrosse at Los Alamitos, and I asked him how he was doing, what's new, and he said, got a little bit of a crick. I said, why is that? He's like, you know, I've been throwing a lot of weight around. I said, oh, yeah, like what do we do? Like, you know, like I'm squatting like 1,000 pounds. I'm doing incline bench like 500 pounds. I said, you're kidding. He's like, no, I'm completely serious, actually.
500 on the incline?
No. I got 425 on the bench.
Oh, my bad. My mistake. Corrections and retraction. It's only 425 pounds on the incline bench is what he was putting
Did
up.
Did you bounce it off your sternum or slow
no,
rep
no.
stop?
No, bring it down, touch it, and then go up.
Look
go
at this. In preparation for this moment,
exactly.
So you bet your ass he's taking his shirt off.
All right, before we do the strip down, and then chaos will ensue, as the voice of the Chargers, Matt Smith, will
call the
play-by-play.
Play.
Yeah, you might want to clear out,
I'll have
my
to
dear.
Remain close.
Before we do that, I do want to ask my father, who's been in negotiations since I called his music career over, with at least two jazz clubs, Matt. Two.
Not one.
Poo.
Well, and the ones we already sang at won us back, so.
So your return engagement, Vitello's Catalina.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, we've got it right now, a book. We've got a date booked at a great club in Seal Beach. It's called Spagatini.
Oh, well, we've never heard of that.
Yeah, right off the 405 at Seal Beach Boulevard.
Where Matt's calling a game in Chicago. It's like a block from Matt's house.
I could literally walk there in less than 5 minutes.
And I got to do the challenge with Rogan unless he fires me, hopefully.
I'm going to be without my boys there. But hopefully there'll be plenty of girls.
All right, Dad. Let's do this. Since you seem to be preoccupied. All right.
On this...
Go ahead, Matt.
This 30th of May... at approximately 4:40 p.m., it is time for the annual disrobing. Ronnie, may I have some music? Three adult gentlemen, all north of 40 years old, some north of 50, some north of 60, are now taking their shirts off. Don't throw it away. Petros is now disrobed. His dad tried to pants him. All right, Henrik's down to the tank top. And so one layer. John showed up without his vest. Oh, he's exposed one nipple. Oh, I see where Petros gets his tiny nipples from now.
His nipples are huge.
And Henrik has tiny nipples, too.
Why am I cursed with these smallest nipples on the stage?
Round of applause.
It's like Mr. Olympia up here.
For these three gentlemen.
And we got to do the arm in arm.
Yes. It is like a Mr. Olympia meet. And now there's some sort of ancient Greek Armenian show of strength happening. So you had to come down.
I lost this nipple against San Diego State in 1998. Kabir Jabaha Biamila tackled me for a loss and my shoulder pads sliced off my boob. Swear to God.
I mean, there are dime nipples and then there are dime nipples.
Hey, you, man. Nobody's asking me to...
I'm calling the action.
Nobody's asking me to breastfeed anybody.
I'm calling the action.
Yeah, Matt's a play-by-play guy. He doesn't wear
the professional.
Uniform. Matt's a
pro. This robe.
Not us. We're
exactly.
Idiot clowns.
These guys. It's the Mediterranean and the Aegean that this robe like this.
All right.
Stop.
No, leave him alone. Leave him alone.
My nipples are larger.
Matt's look at the size of his nipples.
Look at those.
Look at those nipples. Matt's huge, huge nipples.
All right.
If we had to breastfeed Fullerton.
I'm the guy.
Matt's the guy.
I'm the guy. Come get my pepperoni nips.
Come take the train and put your lips on a Matt sewer cat.
Henrik. Before we let you leave.
Kill the stripper music.
We do have to know. We do have to know a couple things. One. Right.
Anybody got a shirt?
Something that I got this sweet 3-year-old Petros and Money Summer Tour tank top.
Oh, I'll take the tank.
Here we go. Thank you, Mr. Papadakis. So, a couple things. One, before we get to the specials, because we always pressure you into these situations, and I don't know, the executive board gets really upset because you put together these ridiculous promotions that people rush to barbecues galore and take advantage of immediately. But before we do that, I want to help the people out because it is grilling season. And one thing that is often bandied about is searing your meat before you then slow cook it on the grill.
Yeah, right. Double up.
Does that go for all cuts of meat? Is it just steak? Is it chicken? Is it fit? What are we going to sear at like a sweet? I got that turbo gas grill. I'm pressing that thing up to 700 degrees. I'm going to quarter turn that thing, then flip it, quarter turn it again. Does that go for every meat?
No.
Or is that, okay.
Just
what
the steak. You want
just
to sear the
steak.
Exactly.
So I'm searing the steak.
Exactly.
Chicken, I don't have to sear.
At all.
Okay.
No, chicken, you want to do slowly.
Slowly.
To make sure it's done, because you'll dry it out so quickly if you do it so hot.
How about fish?
Fish, you can do an ahi tuna steak.
Ahi sear.
Right. Do it for about 90 seconds on each side.
And that's it.
That's it. That's all you need.
Okay. And then finally, what are we doing? What kind of stupid sale are we doing? You are the highest of the higher ups.
You can't blow it right now.
We pressure him into it every single year.
Not in front of his Australian friend.
Crockett, he just did that?
We're all Americans here, but not me. Subject to the queen right here.
What are we doing?
On the way here, me and the guys, it was Anthony and Justin, I'm like, hey, man, what are we going to do today? And Dale was in the car, and then Justin comes up from DCS.
Okay.
And just today, he's like, I know you're here doing some crazy stuff, so here's what we're gonna do. We have a few items on the floor that for people in LA only.
Only LA.
Unless they heard Northern California, which they
right.
usually do.
I think last time we had an issue in Reno or something like that, right?
Vegas. Palo Alto.
Palo Alto.
And Vegas too.
Palo Alto, yes. Yeah.
So we got three items at 50% off.
Okay.
50. Check it out. So DCS, Justin from DCS came up just literally half an hour ago.
Yeah, Justin.
And he said we have these floor model 30-inch DCS grills.
Okay.
That he's willing. There's only about 18 left in Southern California.
Find them.
Find them in the store.
50%
off.
It's easier to find a DeLorean. My
God. It is.
So 50% off.
On the DCS 30-inch grills that are on the floor models.
Done.
We also have our Crossray grill, which is a patented technology. Those are normally $14.99. Half off.
Half off.
Half off.
Say it again. Yeah. Say it again.
So on the Crossray grill.
Crossray.
Ray. Grill.
Crossray. It sounds like a death ray or like a villainous weapon.
Exactly.
It cooks them good with laser beams, right. Like the one that burned Barnes balls in Goldfinger.
All right, Crossray grill.
Yep, 50% off. The DCS 30-inch floor models, 30% off. 50% off.
50% off.
And we have two patio sets that are 5-piece sets. Second one was sectional with lounge dining, half off.
50%.
50% off.
And this is all locations or whoever has it in stock.
Whoever has it in stock.
Call your local spot.
Call the local spot. They don't know about it. Again, I swear to God, these guys have no idea. They're going to hear about it on the radio, and I'll get calls about the next 20 minutes saying, hey, something's
in the front. Am I really doing this?
Put your phone on vibrate.
BBQ Galore or BBQGalore.com. Find the location nearest you.
Exactly.
Call it. Ask them if they got the DCS 30-inch, 50% Crossray, 50% five-piece patio set.
Two patio sets.
There's two of them.
There's two of them.
They're five-piece.
One's a sectional five-piece. One's a sofa five-piece set. Don't know what it is. I'll tell them.
Work your magic, folks. Get on it.
50%
off. There you go.
It's like $8.99 for a sectional.
Limited stock.
Limited stock. Very limited.
Get on it immediately.
Exactly.
Henrik, ladies and gentlemen, from Barbecues Galore.
Not just a barbecue aisle.
A barbecue store.
Yeah.
And he looks like where he's from. Mount Ararat, a mountain of a man. And a champion of the city of Glendale. Let's go Hoover High. Now, somebody the other day, I was with Olivia, the intern, going down, and some guy's like, you used to play football, right? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, nose tackle, eh? And I was, you know, and it's insulting,
it's
you know?
It's like that.
And I've had that conversation 1,000 times. But a lot of people don't know. Henrik, run support strong safety back in the
that?
Day. How about that?
You're like, you get hit by
just,
that.
Like, in strong safety, when the snap happens, you don't take a step forward. You take a step back. I mean, that is a big safety. Anyway, the great Henrik, ladies and gentlemen,
you,
from Barbecues Galore.
We got a T-shirt bazooka. When we return, Sweet James will join us before we get to your quick hits in David Vasse.
And take advantage of those deals.
Damn right.
At Barbecues Galore.
50% DCS 30-inch Crossray, 50% patio sets, five-piece sectional, and another one, 50%. Find your Barbecue Galore nearest you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very
it.
Much.
Love you. F you, Palo Alto.
Hey, that incline bench work is really showing.
500, it. Man.
It's really
top,
showing,
it's
dude.
The top of the boob. Real strong up there. Now we get the decline going when you hook it right under your chin.
Petros and Money on AM570 LA Sports, your home of the Dodgers. We are live on location. It is the kickoff of the 6th annual Petros and Money Chevy Summer Tour at the Slide Bar in Fullerton. We will do Bath in the very next segment with our man Jeremy.
That's right. And
from Lint.
Yeah, Jeremy's here. He owns this place.
Owner, proprietor of this beautiful bar in Fullerton. We love to kick off our summer tour here every single year, as we have every single year.
A big thank you to my dad and his long hair, stylishly long crooner, John Papadakis, the immortal Henrik from Barbecues Galore, giving away unbelievable deals for our people.
Do it now. They will go quickly. It is limited stock. 50% off DCS 30-inch grill, 50% off Crossray grill, and 50%
Crossray.
Off two separate five-piece patio sets. Call your local BBQ Galore. Find the one nearest you at BBQGalore.com and let them know what you're looking for. They'll let you know if it's in stock. If they have it, get down there quick because they will go fast.
And we've given away to people just like you guys a truck, a Chevy Silverado, a brand new one, every single summer for 6 years. This is the 6th year. Sign up with Jill Ann right by my dad. You might have to pick up one of his CDs on the way.
It's free.
But sign up with Jill Ann right back there behind the bar to get eligible for that Chevy Silverado. We'll have a finalist from this event. God bless you all. But joining us right now, one of our great sponsors on the Petros and Money Show for many, many years. You know his dense beard. You know his attitude. Come on, Sweet James. Maybe some intro music.
Order in the court. Order in the court. It's time for justice with Sweet James.
Oh, yeah.
Here he comes. Let's get it going. Sweet James. Sweet James. Sweet James. Sweet James. Sweet James. Sweet James. 800-881-2021 for the dense beard of justice and his T-shirt bazooka. There's only one.
Oh, he is
Sweet
armed.
Sweet James Bergener. He does
he
not
is
want
armed.
Anybody taken advantage of by shiesty attorneys or, even worse, shiesty insurance companies. What's poppin', Sweet James? How are you?
Oh, I love it. The season has started.
That's right. We're here. We're getting it cracking. We're happy that you're here, Sweet James. You have the T-shirt bazooka now.
Yes,
that,
I do.
Ammo.
Is that the same T-shirt bazooka that I took to my Little League parade with the kids, right?
Yes,
this and
is.
The same one that broke at least, ooh, a deeker. The same one that broke at least 5 or 6 noses.
That sounded quite powerful.
At the ballast point last year.
I think we have a T-shirt still up in the rafters at
that's
ballast
right.
Point.
So this is that T-shirt bazooka.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, fire
oh, yeah.
up. All right, Sweet James Bergener, the greatest personal injury attorney that ever lived, one of the most wonderful people that we've ever had on our show.
Oh, please.
He joins us every single week. He did not join us yesterday.
Every damn night.
No, once a week.
But every damn night would be sweet.
That would be good. I mean, we could enjoy
Sweet
that.
James.
But he's with us right now. Now, before we go any further, Sweet James,
yes,
while you pepper the crowd, which is a lawsuit waiting to happen.
Sure is.
We got to ask you, there's some serious questions.
Okay, okay, okay. James.
Now, we've talked about this a lot over the years. At baseball games, people get hit with the baseball. Yeah. It happened to to a baby. Very sad scene with the Cubs last night. Now, in the Japan leagues, they got a big net up and the whole thing. But what's the liability if you get hit? When one of my favorite books, A Prayer for Owen Meany, the guy's mother is killed by a baseball. What can be done about this?
We have talked about this. Major League Baseball is making some changes. But if you're a fan and you go to the game and you catch a ball upside your head, your recourse is nothing. You have a goose egg. That's it.
That's nothing. It?
That's it, man.
Even if you have, hey, this has happened before. You guys ought to know better. You keep saying you're going to change
Japan,
things.
Look at Japan. They put nets up, all right. That. What about those arguments?
No, this has gone up to the appeals court. And Major League Baseball, and now they're going to extend those nets a little bit.
Okay, here, now, that's, listen, this is a self-serving segment.
It's kind of a buzzkill.
I think we all know that. This is a self-serving segment, so Sweet James,
what are you talking about? We're shooting T-shirts into the crowd. People are getting something out of it.
I'm going to say whatever number that was, maybe dial it down 20%. Maybe 20%.
It's really more of a feeling, Matt. You've shot this thing before.
I shared this story on Monday. I'm going to see if I can do the old Matt. Oh, your junk is so flaccid.
Failure to launch.
It is so flaccid.
Hey, just call me Matt McConaughey with Sarah Jessica Parker. Terry Bradshaw, failure to launch.
I would say be careful because there is compensation coming.
Hey,
Matt, there it comes.
I've heard it happens to a lot of guys.
Blue Chew. All right, James, I don't know if this is going to work. I like to try to do this.
Okay.
Bye. Go ahead. Let me see. Okay,
that
worked perfectly.
That was perfect. Yeah.
Thank you.
My daughter graduated on Saturday.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's crazy.
I was trying to film her getting her diploma.
Oh, Matt is pissed about that.
Now, I shared this story.
It's a good video.
I showed the video to P. I'm going to try to play the audio and see if it comes through on the air.
All you can hear is Matt yelling at this guy, idiot.
So you can maybe hear. Let me see if
it's not going to work, Matt. You always
try this. I'm going to try. Here we go. Ready?
Idiot. Did you hear that?
Idiot. So a dude stood up right in front of me when they announced my daughter's name. Literally, the moment they said her name, Peyton Smith, I don't have the video of her shaking the hand of the principal and getting her diploma because this jackass stood up the moment they said her name in front of me.
Matt's video was ruined.
I don't want to know if I can sue him.
Okay, that surprises me. But
all I want to know is if I had my way. And while I am a meek man, I do have maybe some adrenaline moments and dad strength that I could have maybe at least called upon in that moment.
Matt has tried to fight people a lot.
Yes. It usually ends badly. There's maybe two victories out of 20 in there.
But last night was it?
But Saturday, I came very close before my wife had to use the F-bomb to calm me down. Now, if I do get into a fight with this man and there is an assault that takes place.
Fisticuffs at graduation.
Could you have.
Peyton Smith looks out into the crowd. I wonder what that is.
That's your old man acting like an ass. You think you could get me off? Like temporary insanity type of stuff. Like, once-in-a-lifetime moment and you effed it up.
Culmination of a great moment.
Right.
Money, we've been pulled over together.
We have. Got off on that one.
Irvine. Yeah,
I got you out of the Stony Lonesome and some other stuff.
Exactly right. The red light ticket.
That's
the big
right.
fight in Garden Grove.
That's right. They
we
brought
took
an outside
down
cancel to bring you down.
Exactly right.
Yeah, we won that. I'd win on that one.
I knew I should have hit him.
Yeah.
I knew it.
Matt.
I'd help you.
That's a bad look.
It was a bad look for him. He's a selfish a-hole. It's not your graduation. There's 530 kids down there.
Only because I know you and love you, Matt.
But
that's
it's like the Chris
reason.
Little situation. He didn't know that was your daughter.
In that moment, I had the high ground, and I just thought of a foot to the chest, kick him down the stairs.
How big was this gentleman we're talking
about? He was big. He was probably like 6'3". He was probably like 6'3", 215.
Idiot.
It wouldn't be worth your hospital bills, I'm assuming. To do
well, no, I had the high ground, though.
Matt's going to – Matt thinks he could beat his ass. You didn't hear it?
I'm just thinking a simple foot. It's like the Clint
Matt
theory,
said
right?
He had the high ground. He's like Obi-Wan, and this guy was like Anakin in the Revenge of the Sith. I have the high ground.
High ground.
Okay.
You get me off, though, right?
Legally.
All right, listen, when Parker graduates, that guy stands up in front of me again.
foot to the chest, down the stairs, well, and I run.
Let's say Matt breaks the guy's orbital bone.
Ooh.
And he sues Matt.
Now what?
Yeah, you're getting sued, Matt.
Yeah, but yeah. She'll rep me, right? And we'll get out of it. Hey, you're an idiot. You shouldn't have stood up.
You're an idiot.
You shouldn't have stood up during a freaking graduation.
You ruined Matt's moment.
Exactly right. And it was my moment, not my daughter's.
But
all right, that was my moment.
Your daughter's moment was up there.
Exactly.
But that was your time.
Right
down
there.
Down there.
Exactly right. Thank you, James.
Sweet James Bergener, ladies and gentlemen. There's only one. Dead Spirit of Justice with a T-shirt bazooka. He'll stay up on stage giving legal advice.
Oh, and we're going to give away those tickets to the Sweet Life tomorrow for our broadcast in this commercial break.
So we're going to be together tomorrow
That's
again.
That's going to be so cool. I'm excited.
We won't
I'm
ask excited. About baseball game liability stuff the suite. What's the matter, Dad? You leaving?
Finger of defiance out the door.
I can't do anything for you.
All right.
His CD is amazing, by the way.
I see Jeremy. He's going to join us next. Owner, proprietor of the Slide Bar. It is our annual.
Shots.
We kick off the 2019 Chevy Silverado Summer Tour. And we're doing shots when we return.
Yeah. No one. Please talk about no one.